CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH. And you can find the text on the RSGB's main website. So, good morning. It's Sunday, the 20th of April, 2014, Easter Sunday. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Longer opening hours for National Radio Centre. Welcome to new RSGB regional managers. Stellar grants available for educational computing. The RSGB is pleased to announce longer opening at the National Radio Centre, based at Bletchley Park near Milton Keynes. The NRC is a showcase for radio communications technology, providing the opportunity to get up close and personal with the history and technology of radio communications. It's now open Wednesday to Sunday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and will also be open on bank holiday Mondays. Our thanks to the team of volunteers who work so hard to keep the centre open and put GB3RS on the air every week. Following the AGM on the 12th of April, the RSGB would like to welcome the new regional managers for Regions 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 11 and 12. They take up their posts immediately and details of their names and contacts can be found on the RSGB website at www.rsgb.org/main/about-us/regional-managers. The RSGB board would also like to welcome John Gould, G3WKL, who took up his role as RSGB president, and Steve Hartley, G0FUW, who was elected to the board at the AGM. A recording of proceedings of the recent AGM will be available to download from the RSGB website in due course. The education and science charity Stella has been active in promoting radio communications in schools and colleges for over 20 years. The phenomenal success of the Raspberry Pi computer has opened up new opportunities and stimulated demand for educational projects linking communication systems via computers. Stella is seeking to support the very best of those ideas by making available grants to educational groups with projects designed to stimulate experiments with radio-linked computing. Educational groups can apply for funding to develop a project of their choice by submitting ideas for consideration by the 31st of June. Groups should set out their aims and give as much detail as possible. Successful entries will be notified during the autumn term. Full details on the Stella website, www.stellar.info/contact. The British Young Ladies Amateur Radio Association is celebrating its 35th anniversary on the 29th of April with the call sign GB35BYL. The station will operate from Chapman Slade Village Hall, High Street, Chapman Slade, Westbury in Wiltshire, BA13 4AP, on 40 metres, around 7.175 MHz from 9 a.m. Visitors and members are very welcome to visit the station or call in to the QSO party on the air. QSL cards have been sent out to those radio amateurs who participated in the Juno Earth flyby experiment last October. The Juno team confirmed that more than 1,400 radio amateurs participated, representing all seven continents. The amateur radio section of ORF, the Austrian Broadcasting Corporation, and the Documentary Archives Radio Communications QSL collection will operate OE14M between the 25th and 27th of April. It's an official International Marconi Day station, and contacts made on 26th of April are valid for the IMD award. Details of rallies and events now. On Wednesday, Crawley ARC is holding a used equipment sale in the clubhouse. Doors open 7 p.m. and the sale starts at 8 p.m. All members and visitors are welcome. The RADARS Radars Rally and Surplus Sale will take place today, the 20th of April, in the Hugh Ripley Hall, Ripon, North Yorkshire, HG42TP. Doors open at 10 a.m. and there'll be a talk-in station. Stall holders can have access to the hall from 7:30 a.m. Admission £2. Details from Rally, that's RALLY, rally@ripon.org.uk. The Andover Radio Amateurs Club Spring Boot Sale will be held on the 27th of April in the Wild Hern Village Hall in Andover. There'll be trade stands as well as a car boot area. Doors open 10 a.m. Details by email from ARACSEC, that's ARACSEC, at hotmail.co.uk. The 30th Yeovil QRP Convention takes place on the 27th of April at Digby Hall, Hound Street, Sherborne in Dorset, DT93AA, adjoining the Central Shopping Car Park. Doors open from 9:30 to 3 p.m. with lectures, trade stands and bring and buy. Full details from Steve, G7AHP, 01803 666407. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News or Radcom on the RSGB website, please email details to GB2RS at gbrsgb.org.uk. News for special events, GB0STG will be on the air on the 23rd of April to celebrate St George's Day from the Church of St George and St Mary at Church Gresley in Derbyshire. Activities include Morris dancers, village quiz, a photography exhibition and display by the South Derbyshire Mining Preservation Group, plus many other activities in and around the church. GB0STG will be operating on the 40 metre band from around 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and 2 metres and other HF bands if conditions permit. For more information, please visit www.m0phx.org.uk or cgb0stg on qrz.com. Aldridge and Bar Beacon Amateur Radio Society in the West Midlands is running a special event station to commemorate St George's Day on the 23rd. Transmissions will run from 12 noon to 5 p.m. using the call sign GB8STG. They plan to operate on 7 and 14 MHz as well as 2 metres. QSL cards should be sent to the RSGB Bureau. GB2SOH will be operated from the Isle of Scalpe, EU010, on the Outer Hebrides from the 27th of April to the 9th of May by Elaine, 2E1BVS, Val G6MML and John G3WFK and Glenn G6HFF. Operations will be on various HF bands, including SSB and PSK31, subject to band conditions. It's hoped that some portable SOTA and WAB will also take place during the 2 weeks of activation under their own call signs, weather permitting. Marconi's wireless station on Brow Head near Crookhaven in West Cork operated from 1901 to 1914. Cork Radio Club members are on the air from the site from the 26th of April for International Marconi Day. EI5IMD will operate two stations on CW and SSB and possibly a third on Digimodes. South Tyneside Amateur Radio Society will be on the air from Souter Lighthouse, Whitburn in Sunderland from the 25th to the 27th of April for International Marconi Weekend under the call sign GB2SJ. Operation will be on all HF bands as well as 2 and 6 and 70 metres. All are welcome to call in both on the air and in person. Now for the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources, Wolfgang OE1MWW will operate from Mahé in the Seychelles, AF024, and he'll use the call sign S79WK until the 25th of April. His activity will be mainly in the evenings local time. Michael, DF8AN, will be travelling in the Caribbean and will be active from Montserrat, NA103, as VP2MMN until the 24th of April. St Kitts, NA104, as V4/DF8AN on the 24th and 25th of April, and from Nevis, which is also NA103, as V4/DF8AN on the 25th to 29th of April. Members of Kilmarnock and Loudoun ARC will be visiting the Isle of Canna from the 21st to the 25th of April using MM0KLR. Activity will be 160 metres to 2 metres using SSB, CW and digital modes. Canna is IOTA EU008, QSL via the Bureau and EQSL via MM0KLR and direct via MM0GHM. CAMS Hams will be operating GS3PYE portable from the Isle of Lewis, IOTA EU010, from the 26th of April to the 3rd of May. 13 operators will be active on all bands and many modes from 4 metres to 80 metres, as well as 2 metres and 70 sems for satellites and 2 metres and 23 sems for EME. Contest news now. The IRTS 2 metres counties contest takes place on Easter Monday, 1300 to 1500 UTC, using all modes. The exchange's signal report and serial number with EI and GI stations giving their county too. On Tuesday, the 50 MHz UK activity contest takes place from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday, it's the SHF UK activity contest, also running from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes on the 2.3 gigs and higher bands. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 80 metre club championships data leg runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Two data contests take place next weekend. The SPDX RTTY contest runs from 1200 UTC on the 26th of April to 1200 UTC on the 27th. Using the 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number, with SP stations sending their province code 2. Bartag 75 board sprint runs for 4 hours, Sunday the 27th, 1700 to 2100 UTC, using the 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's serial number only. Now for the solar factual data for the period from Friday the 11th to Thursday the 17th of April, compiled by Neil Clark on Friday the 18th of April. Remember, last week we were unable to include this item, but this week we can. The number of sunspot regions increased during the period. 11 were visible on the 16th. Several developed in size and magnetic complexity, though solar activity remained at low levels when only large C-class solar flares took place. However, later on the 16th, an M1 class solar flare occurred. Solar flux levels increased from 136 units on the 12th to 184 by the 16th. The average was 151 units. The 90-day solar flux average on the 16th was 155 units, which is 1 unit up on last week. X-ray flux levels increased from B4.4 units to B8.7 by the 16th. The average was B6.1. Geomagnetic activity increased on the 12th and 13th when the AP index increased to 22 and 14 units respectively. Activity then declined to quiet levels for the remainder of the period. The average was 10 units. Solar wind data from the ACE spacecraft saw solar wind speeds decline from 430 km per second to 290 by the 15th. Particle densities were moderate most days at around 20 particles per cubic centimetre, but on the 13th increased briefly to 64 particles per cubic centimetre. BZ varied between minus 9 and plus 5 nanoteslas on the most unsettled days and between minus and plus 4 nanoteslas on the quietest days. Finally, the solar forecast for the coming week. The week will see most of the present active sunspot regions rotate out of view, and solar activity is expected to remain at low levels, but with a chance of increasing to moderate levels on some days. Solar flux levels are also expected to decline and be in the 140s later in the week. Geomagnetic activity should be quiet every day. No coronal hole disturbances are expected, but if coronal mass ejection heads our way, then activity would increase. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitude should be about 27 megs. Darkness hour low should be about 14 megahertz. Paths this week to the east coast of North America should have a maximum usable frequency of about 24 megs. The optimum working frequency with a 90% success rate will be more like 19 megahertz. And that's it for another week from the propagation team. You're listening to GB2RS. On we go now to the local news for the UK Midlands. This is GB2RS. We start with clubs that have several events this week. Withal Radio Club has its club net on 145.225 megs at 8 p.m. tonight and next Sunday. On Monday there's a Morse class at 7:45 p.m. The 80 metre club championship contest data leg is on Thursday from 8 p.m. and Friday sees a nibbles night in the shack from 7:30. Details from Chris, G0EYO 07710 412819. Northampton Radio Club has its open net on Monday 8 p.m. 145.4625 MHz. Thursday at 7:30 sees the first 2014 meeting at the club field in Ravensthorpe. Details from John Cockerill 07713 733444. Coventry Amateur Radio Society has its club net on Monday 145.375 MHz from 8 p.m. Friday sees a project calibration night. Contact John Edge at G8SEQ 07958 777 363. Lincoln Shortwave Club has a committee meeting on Monday and is taking part in the 50 Megs UK Activity Contest in the Shack from 7:30 on Tuesday. Wednesday sees a formal meeting. The club net is on Thursday, 145.375 MHz from 8 p.m. and Saturday sees the regular new licensee monitoring and Sunday surgery. More information, contact Pam Rose, G4STO, 01427 788 356. South Birmingham Radio Society is closed on Monday. Tuesday sees the regular coffee morning in the Shack from 11 a.m. Thursday there are training classes with Dave Murphy, G8OWL, and on Friday there's work in the Shack. Contact Gemma Gordon, M6GKG, by email gemmagordon.m6gkg@gmail.com. Rugby ATS is taking part in the 50 Megs UK Activity Contest on Tuesday alongside Radio Operation and Project. Saturdays there's the AGM. Contact Steve, G8LYB, 01788 578 940. We now return to the traditional listing in date order. On Monday, Aldridge and Barbican Amateur Radio Club is closed. Contact Halbert, G0KFS, 01922 614169. Monday, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronics Society is holding a bank holiday picnic and operating day at Crickley Hill. Contact Anne2E1GKY 01242 699595 in the daytime. Monday, Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society is holding an open net 145.250 MHz. More information from Robert Bird, spirit.guide@hotmail.co.uk. Tuesday, Derby and District Amateur Radio Society is having an illustrated talk on portable operating by Richard Newstead, G3CWI of Sota Beams. Contact Richard Buckby, radio@dadars.org.uk. Also Tuesday, Dudley and District Amateur Radio Society is preparing for Mills on the Air. Details from Carl Roberts, M0ZCR, email m0zcr@live.co.uk. On Tuesday, Loughborough District Amateur Radio Club is setting up EME equipment. More from Chris, G1ETZ 01509 504 319. Wednesday, Midland Amateur Radio Society is putting the Shack on the air and holding training classes. Details from Norman, G8BHE 07808 078003. On Wednesday, South Kesteven Amateur Radio Society has its club net on 145.525 MHz from 8 p.m. Contact Nigel, M0CVO 01476402550. Wednesday, Telford and District Amateur Radio Society has members short talks. Contact Mike, G3JKX 01952 299677. Wednesday, Worcester Amateur Radio Amateurs Association is having a talk by Stuart, G4WCP, on aspects of digital amateur radio. Details from Rich Moles, M0UVA. Details, email secretary@m0zoo.co.uk. Thursday, Central Radio Amateur Circle is on the air. Details from Martin Hallard, G1TYV 07906 905 071. And Friday, Hucknall Rolls-Royce Amateur Radio Club starts its first field day of the year, which concludes on Sunday. Details from Neil, M0NJJ. Email neilm0njj@gmail.com. And lastly, on Sunday, Spalding and District Amateur Radio Society is having a talk on Radiophile Cobbett Exposition. Contact Graham Bohr, G8NWC, 0775 760 832. And that's it for this week from GB2RS.